Galakin.
Let's get crack Galakin. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Very good. Played volleyball this morning. I'm very sore. Also, as people can tell, I am getting over this head cold thing. And hopefully you are not going to be starting yours.
Hopefully not.
But you do have very, very good immune system.
Been taking vitamin C.
Yeah. And getting some vitamin D from the sun and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Alrighty. Let's play some music and then let's get started with today's episode. Are you excited?
I am. Are you?
I'm so excited. I missed you. These are good margaritas. Alrighty, today is another day here at wherever we are.
It's pretty hot.
It is very hot.
It's very warm today.
And it's October. And it was, what, in the 80s? 90s today?
It's been like high 80s, low 90s all week. It's 85 right now.
Fuck. Yeah.
Degrees Fahrenheit.
Degrees, yeah, Fahrenheit. United States. I love it. You know me. Mm-hmm. You know I love the heat. Mm-hmm. I know that some people are waiting for this to cool down a little bit. But I don't know. I think it's beautiful weather. Speaking of beautiful weather.
It's perfect for tanning your buns off.
It is. Yes. I want to look as tan as you one day because you are so beautiful. What happened last weekend?
We had our Oktoberfest naked beer hike here at Olive Dill Ranch Family Nudist Resort. It was amazing.
Super duper amazing.
With so many new faces, so many happy, smiling faces. Even the people who just decided to participate only in the hike or only in the games or just come for the day and not sample the beer, I think had an amazing time.
Yeah. No, and that was such a good touch from you where you put the root beer. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we had, I don't even know how this kid was, maybe probably like 10 years old, 9 years old, something like that. And his dad, they didn't drink.
They did drink the root beer from around the U.S.
Yeah, yeah. It was cool, though. And they really liked it. I tried some of the root beers. They were really good. A lot of the beers were amazing. We had a pretty good, or actually a very, very good turnout. We had probably, what, like 60, 65 people, I think, show up.
I think we had maybe more. Yeah. But I think, what do we count for the people who paid for the actual beer hike? It was probably like 50, low 50s.
Yeah, low 50s.
Which is a pretty good amount of people. Not including all the just casual hikers and the root beer people.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely incredible. Something else I loved about it, like exactly what you said, new people that I'd even, it was like their first time even coming here.
We've never seen them.
And some of them have heard, they just said like, oh, word of mouth, heard this was a really good event. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we promoted, but we didn't really promote it like super, like outside of at least our own Instagram, mm-hmm. or, you know.
And we only promoted for about a month.
Yeah. Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And you did an amazing job.
So did you. And so did everybody else who helped us. Yes. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you to Olive Dell. Thank you to the people who helped serve the beers. Thank you to all the breweries that let us purchase alcohol from them. Mm-hmm. One day they will be sponsoring it, hopefully. We'll see. This is only year four. So, let's kind of go through about what happened. So around like 11 o'clock, me and you got everything prepared. We had the help from people. And then at 2 is when we kind of gathered everybody, mm-hmm. told them what was going on. We were playing Hammerschlagen a little bit throughout the day.
So I'm not sure if that's the right name, but the hammer striking game.
Hey, I like it. I'm calling it Hammerschlagen, unless it means something else. But that game was fun. So it's pretty much just a wood fucking a log.
Log?
And then you just hit a nail. Everybody gets like one turn at this to, nail the
nail. Hammer the nail in the nail log.
Into the log, yeah.
But you got to flip the hammer first.
Yeah, and then however you catch it, that's how you have to hit it. But it was cool. I mean, it was a great time. Then we went on the hike. I knew it was gonna be warm, but I didn't expect it to be that warm.
It was a really warm day.
And we had a couple people sweating on that first push,
the first uphill.
Yeah, and I was like, don't worry guys, that's the worst part. And I'm not gonna lie, I totally forgot that the blue table was like that steep. It wasn't long, but it was just steep, you know?
Yeah, the first couple of tables, it's always uphill.
Yeah. But then once you got up that one, then it was fine. But we had one person, not a casualty. He was totally fine. But I was actually really proud of him because he was just like, no, he's like, I'm fine. I got a little dizzy and I don't want to push myself. Yeah. I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
And it was cool too that everybody else, when it happened, because he just sat down, like he didn't like fall or anything. But when he sat down, everybody was like, oh my God, like, is he okay? What can I do to help? Everybody just like mm-hmm. came together and it was beautiful. And that's what I was trying to explain to everybody when we first started too. I was like, you guys, the main purpose of this, it's not about the beer. It's not about the hiking. It's about the community. It's about us coming together just as people. We're all naked and we're just having a great time. Yeah. And I think we accomplished that, you know?
I think so too. Yeah.
And something else I liked as well was that not one complaint about anything. Nobody was like, oh, yeah. This beer sucks, or like, oh, this is all we're getting. You mm-hmm. can tell these people have done tastings before, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Professional beer drinkers.
Yeah. But it was cool because even after like the third or fourth table, you could tell people were like feeling it.
Yeah. You can like, tell, you know what? You can see hear the mood and see the mood change in everybody. Everybody's like a little bit happier, a little bit more like social.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. I think it was fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better day.
Oh, yeah. So then we got back. One of our main focuses this year was we're trying to get people to stick around, but like trying to have more activities for people. So we started playing games like almost as soon as we got back.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the Stein holding competition, mm-hmm. which was a lot more aggressive, or not aggressive, but a lot more. What's the word? I don't know what word I'm looking for.
I don't know.
But everybody was so hyped for it. We had everybody come over. People are cheering each other.
Very competitive.
On. Very competitive. Yes.
Yeah. And you did the different rounds.
Yeah. And then somebody won in the female category. Do you know who that was?
Who was it?
It was you.
I won.
You did. And dude, I don't know. It was incredible. Did you have a good, like, was it really that like super duper hard? I never tried it. So,
I don't know. I feel like I could have gotten heavy. I feel like I didn't have to hold it as long because there was only two other women competing against me. Or was there three? I can't remember now.
Two others. Yeah. Including you. Yeah.
And I feel like they tapped out before I did. And
yeah,
that's the whole point, right?
And you got
to be the longest one.
Yeah. You did it.
To hold the Stein the longest.
Well, I was very proud of you. And of course, I'm like, that's my fiance. Like, nobody can beat her. You know? And then we had
the keg rolling contest.
Oh, yeah. The keg rolling contest. Oh, shoot. Here he is. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We are back now. Oh, wow. That's very loud.
You are very loud.
Yeah. Okay, so just to let everybody know what we've done. Our buddy Corndog came and visited us.
Corndog.
And we got a little drunk. So now you guys listen to the rest of the podcast. as we're drunk. Okay. But we're going to keep it brief. Okay.
So we're going to keep it super brief.
The last thing we were talking about was the boxer briefs. Last thing we were talking about was the keg rolling contest, which was cool. And that was that. Yeah. And then we had the sick freaking dance party, which was awesome. And,
I think it was amazing. I think the whole day overall, like, not even like segmenting it, mm-hmm. was amazing.
No, exactly. It was a great day in general. And this is the thing that we want to tell the other people is like, it was all about radical inclusion. And then also, are you okay?
Two thumbs up.
Perfect. Also, the thing that I loved the most is that everybody was just down to just like participate. You know what I mean? And it's like whenever anybody's down to participate, that's what really makes an event an actual event. So I think to wrap up that part of it, I want to say thank you to everybody who participated and stayed and then just kept participating afterwards.
Yeah. Because without you, we would not have an event.
That's true. It would just be me and Elizabeth drinking beer.
Which is always fun. But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Our next topic we wanted to talk about was we watched this show. From the United Kingdom.
Naked and Afraid.
No. Naked Attraction.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. Very close. There's also Naked and Afraid and Dating. That was one. But.
Naked and Attraction.
Naked Attraction. So Naked Attraction, if you guys don't know, go check it out. It's on HBO Max. Pretty much what it is there's like, there's a dude or a chick and they stand.
Or a non-binary.
That's true
or
too.
Or a bisexual.
Or a transgender. There's like a bunch of stuff.
There's many options.
Yes. Okay. So there's one person who stands in the middle of the room and then there's like six pods. And then all of a sudden these pods just open up and you just see like wiener or vagina.
Whatever they said that we're attracted to.
Exactly. And the person in the middle has to pick who they are attracted to based off of their bodies.
Just their bodies alone.
Yeah. Which, if you think about it, I mean, I don't know. After watching this show, at first I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. Or this is going to be like whatever because they're going to like blur out everything like usually shows do. No. You see full on balls.
Full frontal nudity.
Everything. And it's amazing. And okay, sorry, let me explain this some more. Okay. So what they do is there's a person who's like, okay, I want to date somebody and I'm going to meet them naked first. And then I'm going to base it off of
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction. Okay. So what they do is they start raising up these pods and then you see like their wiener and their thighs. And then the person's like, oh, that's a cool wiener. That's a cool vagina. That's a cool whatever, you know? And then they're like, all right, so they have to take one out. They have to be like, I don't, like, I dischoose this one. Unchoose it. Unchoose? Dischoose.
They have to, like, eliminate one.
Yes. Okay, so after they do that, then it's like, okay, let's show the bellies and the boobies and stuff or whatever. And then all of a sudden.
And the bum.
And the bum, yeah. And then they have to, so pretty much what they're doing is, like, every time they show more of the bodies, then they have to take a person out. They have to be like.
And it's totally based on physical attributes.
Only. Yeah. Dude, you sound so beautiful in this microphone right now. It's crazy. Okay. Anyways, so.
But that's the whole point of the show. It's just like physical appealing looks to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's awesome.
The last stage is like you see their head. And then the second last stage is that they
hear their voice. Yeah. Which pretty surprising too, because even like the first episode, the chick was like, she's like, oh my God, like this guy's attractive. But then the guy started speaking. She's like, actually, I'm not into that. Like,
and she eliminates him.
Yeah. But you know what? I saw the most beautiful part about this was that there was, everybody was so, I don't know how to say this out. Obviously I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm like, everybody was like so normal looking. Like there was no like people who were like, these super like models and like most beautiful, amazing, amazing bodies or whatever. It was like people were just like normal people and like everybody's jobs too, which was pretty cool. Like, oh, this guy's like an engineer or this guy works at like Starbucks. Well, there's no Starbucks there. Well, there probably is, but
yeah, like a coffee shop or whatever.
But the
point, a desk job.
The point was, is that there were people who were attracted to people that like, I think in today's society, oh, that's down there. They're dancing. there was people who were attracted to other people because like, you know what? Actually, I love that this was like, this person is more fluffy. And I like that this person's like very skinny. And I like this person has like, you know,
it
like,
was very body positive.
Probably one of the most body positive shows I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, that's what I liked. Like, they were not, like, conceited about anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you guys want to see an awesome nudist show, an actual show that shows real people, real bodies, go check out Naked Attraction. It's on HBO Max. Or what's the new thing? Is it HBO Max?
I think it's just Max.
Max. Okay. So, whatever it is. Yeah. I wanted to bring up something that was pretty interesting to me. There is a person who keeps tagging us on
Twitter,
which thank you for that. I appreciate it.
But is he the newest of the week?
No, not the newest of the week. Oh. We haven't gotten one of those yet, but we'll talk about that later. however, he keeps referring to us as a concentration camp.
Mm.
I don't know what that means, but
it's a bit much.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the elephant in the room, I don't really want to be referred to as a concentration camp.
Hang on. 1 second.
Okay. Elizabeth's shutting the door real quick. Sorry, guys. We have a karaoke party going on downstairs, and we are just... Also, Elizabeth and Corndog both sing karaoke tonight. I'm very proud of you guys. I really am. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I killed it.
You did kill it. So did Corndog. Yeah, it was awesome. So anyway, so I've heard of nudist resorts being called a lot of things. I've heard nudist colony. I've heard colonies. I've heard...
I think it's just colony and resort, right?
Yeah. But
colony and resort.
I've never been heard.
Concentration camp.
I've never been told I was in a concentration camp. So if you guys have ever heard this, please reach out to us and let us know your thoughts on this. What do you like your resorts to be considered? I mean, this might be like, so the person who posted this, they actually have a really, really cool, I don't know if it's them in general, but they were going to it, but they have this like, cool festival in San Francisco, but I don't know. He said it multiple times now. So I just want to know, what does a concentration nudist camp mean to you guys? I don't know. DM us, email us, at ournakedstory@gmail.com or DM us at Twitter or Instagram. I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do.
Interesting.
I have a little bit of nudist news, if you want it. Do you want
nudes in the... Wait, we can't say that.
No, say it.
Nudist in the nudes.
I like
in
it.
The news.
So we have... most of you guys will know. Let's see. So the nude blogger, somebody just wrote this to us the other day. They were letting us know, hey, do you guys know that the nude blogger is no longer on YouTube? So,
why?
Long story short, I read her email, but, oh, wait, hang on, let me see. Sorry, I'm trying to see right now. Long story short, this was Jessie. We talked to her she's from Australia.
Yeah, we talked to her.
And she got canceled off of YouTube. So based off of her email, she was saying that she had a couple of encounters with the YouTube police where mm-hmm. they were like, hey, your stuff showing sexual content or nudity, stuff like this. Mm-hmm. But remember I was telling you the other day, I was like,
educational.
Hey, yeah, if you have educational stuff. And she's never doing stuff that's like, she's not like doing.
She's not graphic or.
Yeah. Or she's not. It's not even sexual stuff. She's like cooking food, like in her kitchen or like chilling at the beach. Like she's very like positive. It's not like a sex thing. It's just anyways, I guess what I'm trying to say is that like the nudist news that I want to give you right now is that she got canceled on YouTube. She's not coming back. This is what it seems like. And she has a very beautiful article written about it where she's like, you know what? It's just not the time for me. Obviously it's not working out with YouTube. But I wanted to tell everybody else that if you guys are still interested in following her, if you have not heard the news, go check out her blog. It's called thenudeblogger.com. And she's still showing videos. She still has a bunch of articles. She still has like a bunch
of
blogs.
She's still doing what she's doing.
She's doing what she's doing, you know, just hanging out. You got to fight the good fight, you know?
Well, good for her. And that's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. Especially because there's so much weird. I'm not even gonna say weird because, like, you know, I'm not anti like weird shit. You know, I love weird shit, and there's a lot of weird shit on YouTube and stuff that, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm like, how is this deemed inappropriate? But there's so much other things you can see on YouTube.
It's so crazy
that are like good to go. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I want you guys to continue to support the nude blogger. If you haven't heard already, again, her YouTube got shut down. So go check her out, thenudeblogger.com. Give her some support. She's also on Twitter. She's on everything else that's not being douchebags about letting her not be there, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like when our video gets flagged for like, not even like, just like even maybe a mention of a tit. Like, it's so
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is weird. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've gone through the whole, like, fucking, what is it called? Terms of service and stuff. And people still, like, I feel like me and you specifically, we actually have a podcast about it. I think it was like our episode number 20, where we were talking about terms of service. And we went through it. And it's like, if it's educational, if it's non-sexual, but also it's like, who are the people who are making it sexual, you know?
Yeah, and like,
or who are making it inappropriate?
And why are they targeting people who are making it educational and making it, you know, for the masses? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I think it's just haters who are gonna hate, and the player. Little side note: Taylor Swift has a thing out right now. Go check it out. It's on Netflix. They talk about that song. But yeah, we also, this is my last little tidbit for the day, unless you have something to add. Okay. Okay. I have a couple things to tell people. One, we have not actually been on our Twitter for about 2 years right now. So we are.
And we just started back.
Yeah. So we are still backtracking on all of our
messages.
Yes. So, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who is reaching out to us and asking us questions and has things to post on the podcast.
Yeah, and they're interested in us and we're interested in them for sure.
Yeah, but we have been slowly reaching out to people and being like, hey, listen, I'm sorry. I know we haven't been here, but I appreciate you reaching out to us. And we're starting to communicate with people. So give us a little bit of time, because I know some people reached out to us in 2020. And we're just now getting back to you.
Yeah.
So we have 2 years worth of emails and stuff that we're trying to get back to.
We took a bit of hiatus.
Yes. And we are trying to get back to you. I promise you. So if you emailed us or messaged us something other than hi or hi beautiful or
yeah,
you're sexy or something like that. Like if you say something like that, we're probably not going to reply to you. Nothing bad.
But everything else. Yes.
It's just because like I don't know what to say. Like, are you calling me sexy? Is that what you're, you know what I mean?
Babe, I always call you sexy.
Yeah, I know you do. I'm saying I don't know these other people who are just like, hi, beautiful. I love butt. And I'm like, do you love my butt?
You know what I mean? It's always your butt.
That's what I think.
That's what I think too.
Especially, dude, like all these guys who are just like, I love you. I'm like, you know what? I love you as well. You know, that's probably not what they want to hear. But anyways, if you guys ever want to reach out to us, do me a favor. Just don't say hi. Say something else.
Say you're the nudist of the week because we're looking for them.
Yes, that's true as well. We haven't heard one person talk about the nudist of the week yet. Elizabeth's our only person who's nudist of the week.
I nominate Corn Dog.
You nominate Corn. I'll take it. Nudist of the week.
Corn Dog came out to see us, he's the nudist of the week.
I'll take it.
He's ready for to be nude at the nude resort.
At all times. No hesitation whatsoever.
No hesitation.
Shoot. Sorry, I had it prepared on my phone, but my phone died. So let me see if this pops up real quick because I have one message that I want to share. Oh my God, we're back on Yahoo again. Also, if you work for Yahoo, stop. Okay?
All right, relax.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna Mad Lib it. Okay. We had a message earlier a couple days ago, I think. I'm not gonna say the name. But somebody was saying, hey, I'm from Spain. I typed in nudist on Twitter. And your guys' podcast showed up, and I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Fuck yeah.
Which is awesome, right? Okay. This is definitely 100,000% not a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I went to a nude beach, and I got an erection. Is this normal? Also, it kind of turned me off because I want to know, is this normal or not? So we can do a little quick, not clip, but a little topic about erections. Me personally, I don't know. I mean, it feels good to be naked outside. I don't know if I've ever been like stand. I think it's just like the situation itself.
Yeah.
Right, how about this? Let's answer this first. Is it appropriate to walk around with an erection at a nudist resort or something like that?
Well, I don't know about a nudist resort, but at the naked beach, I do see a lot of people with a semi-erection walking, flaunting.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what, I'm not a dude, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the appropriate action is.
Okay. Well, me personally, I think that if you are at a nudist beach or a resort or anything where you're, it's like your only goal is for like nudist, social nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Not that erections are bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is that like maybe what you should do is just cover up with a towel, maybe lay down for a little bit.
I mean, like, well, people get excited and like, how do you deal with that?
Which is fine. You know, the thing is, though, I don't think it's a part of the social norm to walk around with a boner.
Yeah, got it.
You know what I mean? And this is just it, again, there's nothing wrong with it. All I'm saying is that, like, that's not what you're there for. Obviously, you're excited. You're happy. Like, you're feeling good.
There's no rules to this anyway.
Yeah. I think if you were to put a rule around it, I think it would just be more respect. Because I wouldn't want anybody to judge you based off of what's happening with your wiener.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing to do is just put a towel on or lay down. And wait for it to go away for a little bit.
Unless you're like trying to like fly in your wiener, then just go for it, dude. Whatever. I mean, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Blake's not into it. But you know what? If that's whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we did. There was an article that we read, or I read, from an actual woman. I guess what I'm trying to say is that, there was two ways to go about it. One, this is very risky. Very, very risky. I personally would not do this.
What did she say?
She said that if she's seen like a man have a boner,
mm-hmm,
at like a resort or something,
mm-hmm,
and he's just walking around as if nothing's going on. No, okay, big deal. Yeah. I got a boner, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's not like touching it, and he's just like, you know what? Hey,
he's just walking around.
Just walking around. Okay. Now, if that happens,
what did she say?
No, she was just like, if this happens, people are probably going to say something. People are probably, they're not going to like punch you or anything.
They're not going to kick him out?
Well, I mean, if it was at Olive Del Ranch,
oh, you'd probably be told. At a sex place. Yeah. Okay.
No, Olive Del Ranch is not a sex place.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm saying if you're at an actual nudist resort.
At an actual nudist resort, yes.
And that happens, it's probably not going to be accepted in that kind of like you society.
You're going to be told something.
Yes. So, and the second thing that she said, which I totally 100,000% agree with this, is that if you feel it coming on and you start getting excited, just lay down for a second, put a towel over you, no big deal. Let it go away. And then once it's gone, continue with your day. You know?
No shame.
Yeah, no shame whatsoever. I'm definitely not.
They could just like walk more and then come back when they're ready to be around people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's actually a very good topic because
I'm not a man, so I don't know how that feels.
Well, how would you feel if you were at, let's say, a nudist beach and there was a man walking around and he was like full erect? He wasn't touching it or anything. He was just like, you know
He's
what?
He's full erect.
He's just full erect. What would your thoughts be?
I don't know. I'm at the beach. I think it'd be different from here.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
From at a resort. I don't know why like my mind switches like that, but I just,
well, no, actually that's a good point, because at a nudist resort, that is an open space, not necessarily an open sexual space. I'm just saying at a nudist beach,
I think at the beach I kind of already expect it, like my mind already is like, oh, that always happens, that's always there, like we go to the the creek, we go to the hot springs, we go to like the beach. That's always gonna happen. That's that's always gonna be something. Like I hope it's not always something, but it's just there. You know, there's some man. And I'm not trying to shame anybody either.
No, I know you're not. I did not for once in my mind think you were.
No, I'm not trying to shame anybody either, but I'm just like, that's just like the thing you see. Like, oh, like there's like somebody fully erect and they're walking around and bragging about it and good for them. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that's a very good point of view, you know? And this is why we're here. This is why we're doing the podcast. We're talking about stuff like this that, you know, people don't really want to actually talk about, you know?
But at the resort, I don't know. It's just like, you know, you're going to go and see naked people and that's the vibe. And I don't know. There's like no rule. There's rules, but I don't want to like be like, oh, there's rules. Like you got to do this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like, just number one, be respectful.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. And let's just say somebody's like, hey, you know what? I'm not comfortable with this, whatever. I think you need to be respectful about it and be like, hey, you know what? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Like, anyway, I don't even know if you have to be sorry about it, but I'm just like, just be respectful. And like, you know, like if that's your thing, like to go flaunt yourself, like maybe that's not the right space. I don't know. If you're at a new resort, like you're just about being naked. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So it's a different mindset. Like if you're about showing off, like maybe you're not at the right place.
That's true.
I don't know.
Can we agree to this then? If you're at a nudist resort, I would say me personally, honestly, in all of it, if that ever happened to me, I wouldn't be ashamed of it, but I'm not going to go walk around and flaunt it because that's what I'm there for. I'm there to be naked. I'm there to like swim. I'm there to like fucking play pickleball, whatever I'm doing. I'm not there. Like, that's not a thing that I'm trying to like show. I'm not trying to show it off, you know? So for me personally, if you want my opinion as a man, if you have an erection at any social nudist event, I personally would recommend just maybe laying low for a little bit, you know? But that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
So
however you feel, you figure it out.
Yeah. And be respectful. I don't know. Just learn how people react to things, you know? It's probably, unfortunately, it's probably, or I guess fortunately and unfortunately, it's probably not going to be what you think it's going to be if that's what you're looking for. But anyways, that's enough about boner talk for now. But I appreciate the question. That was a very good question. I mean,
that is a good question.
People are always worried about that. I personally, like, I don't know if it's because I've been doing it for so long. I don't really get like that anymore. Or, you know. But, oh,
wow. Sorry.
Incredible. Anyways, that's our answer for you to the person that asked our question. Anyways, I think that's about all we have to cover. Do you have anything else that you want to talk about, my love?
No.
Cool. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And we are very excited for next Oktoberfest. It's going to be happening
October of 2024.
Oh, my God. That seems like it's so far away.
I don't know the date, but
it's all right. We're going to get the date. And this year, it's going to be, or this next year, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. And hopefully people come from like other countries and shit. Trust me, guys, this is year number 5. It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be the best yet.
Yeah. And this will probably be our only event that we're throwing at Olive Dell Ranch. We're trying to put some stuff together to be throwing other events at other places. But stay tuned for that later on. Whoop, whoop. Oh, whoop, hey, let's do the applause. These guys are getting it. It's nice. That's all I got for that. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. And again, this is our Naked Story podcast, and we will see you guys on the flip side.
Adios.
Have an amazing rest of your week, you guys. We love you. Bing.